Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking whisperer. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. I'm so glad you're here because today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, understanding your emotions. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about getting all mushy or labeling every feeling with a fancy name. It's about recognizing that emotions are like this incredible GPS system guiding you through life. They're trying to tell you something, but most of us just ignore the little signs, right? Ever feel like you're on autopilot, making decisions based on what feels good in the moment instead of what truly aligns with your goals? That's often because we haven't stopped to decipher those emotional signals. Think about it. When you're feeling anxious, is that a sign you need to slow down and breathe, or are you pushing yourself too hard? When you feel excited about something, does that mean you should go for it with all your might? Or maybe it's telling you to research and plan first? Understanding your emotions isn't just about feeling things, it's about becoming a detective of your own inner world. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock this powerful skill. 1. Name it to tame it. Seriously, give those feelings a name. Calling out anger instead of just feeling hot and bothered can make a huge difference. Putting words to emotions helps you understand their root cause and gives you a sense of control. You know how scientists use specific terms for everything? Well, your feelings deserve that level of respect too. 2. Journaling is your BFF. Grab a notebook, or just use that notes app on your phone, and start tracking those emotions. Don't judge them, just write them down. When did you feel this way? What were you doing? Who were you with? This helps you see patterns and triggers, like realizing you get super stressed when deadlines are looming or you tend to get anxious in crowded places. 3. Physical sensations are clues. Emotions often manifest physically. Do you get a tight chest when you're nervous? Do your hands clench when you're angry? Pay attention. These physical sensations can give you deeper insights into what you're truly feeling. 4. It's okay to not be okay. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be happy all the time, but that's just unrealistic. Feeling sadness, grief, or even anger is a normal part of being human. Don't try to suppress these emotions. Allow yourself to feel them, process them, and then move forward. Think of it like letting out steam. Sometimes you need to release pressure before things can flow smoothly again. 5. Mindfulness is your superpower. Practice being present in the moment. When you notice a feeling rising up, don't judge it or try to change it. Just observe it without getting swept away by it. This helps you gain distance from your emotions and make more conscious choices. Okay, let me tell you about Sarah. She used to get so overwhelmed before presentations at work. Her heart would race, her palms would sweat, and she'd feel like she was going to faint. But after starting a mindfulness practice and tracking her anxiety triggers, she realized that the fear stemmed from perfectionism and the pressure to impress everyone. By acknowledging these feelings, she started challenging those thoughts and focusing on delivering value instead of trying to be perfect. Guess what? She slayed those presentations. So remember, folks, your emotions are not your enemies, they're valuable guides. By understanding them better, you can navigate life with more clarity, purpose, and even a little bit of grace. Don't just take my word for it. Try implementing these takeaways into your daily life. Journal for 5 minutes each day, pay attention to those physical sensations, and practice mindfulness throughout the week. You might be surprised by how much clearer things become. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear your journey. And remember, keep overthinking at bay and let's embrace the power of emotional awareness together. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.